Hello, and thank you for joining us for today's webinar on contracting deadlines and extensions. I'm Nicole Davenport, ICANN's new GTLD Communications Manager. Before we begin our discussion, I'd like to cover a few logistics. The webinar is being recorded. Recordings and supporting materials will be published on the new GTLD microsite. The running time of the webinar is 60 minutes. We'll start with a very short presentation, and the majority of the time will be spent for questions and answers. You can ask a question via Adobe Connect through the questions to the presenter pod, or you can call us. The numbers and information are available at the link that's on your screen right now. The conference ID is GDD. You'll need that to enter and ask a question. To enter the question queue, you'll dial *1, and to exit, you'll dial *2. Please make sure that your phone is not on speaker when you ask a question. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Trang Nguyen.
Thanks, Nicole. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining today's contracting webinar. We recently published some information regarding contract execution deadlines and extensions, so I thought it would be helpful to schedule a webinar to provide you with an opportunity to ask any questions that you may have after reviewing that information. I mainly wanted to provide as much time as possible to address all of your questions, so I do not intend on regurgitating the information that was published last Friday. I assume you would have read it by now, and you're attending this webinar because you have questions that you want answered. So I'm just going to take a few minutes to do a quick summary, and then we will open up the phone lines for questions. Next slide, please. So currently we have about 579 applications that have been invited to contracting but have not yet executed a registry agreement with ICANN. I see these applications falling into three scenarios. Up here, the first scenario are the applicants that qualify for the July 29, 2015 extension to execute the registry agreement. These are basically applicants that meet the minimum requirements for Specification 13 and have submitted all of the required information by the imposed deadline of September 1st. Next slide, please. The second scenario is basically those applicants that have not responded to the CIR and have not been granted an extension. And we do have some of those, believe it or not. Next slide, please. The third scenario is those applicants that have responded to the CIR but do not qualify for the July 29, 2015 extension, which means that they do qualify for some other extensions. So why am I making these distinctions between these three scenarios? It's really because I do see that each applicants in each one of these scenarios progressing along a different timeline. And those are the timelines that you see up here on the screens, and they are the timelines that were published last Friday. You've seen these timelines, so I'm not going to, you know, read them to you. But what I do want to do is highlight four important points about these timelines. The first point is that when an extension is granted, there may be interim milestones that will be imposed. These interim milestones are put in place to ensure that progress is made and to help you meet the RA execution deadline. So please be aware of these interim deadlines and make sure that you meet them, because if these deadlines are not met, which leads to my second point, if these interim deadlines are not met or if the RA execution deadline is missed, you may lose eligibility to execute a registry agreement with ICANN. And what will happen then is your application status will be changed to will not proceed. The third point that I want to make is that when granting extensions to applicants in Scenario 3, which we call Scenario 3s are applicants that do not qualify for the July 29, 2015 extension, but they do qualify for some other extensions. For these applicants, ICANN will grant incremental extensions for activities that must be completed in order to execute the registry agreement. So the dates that you see on the screen here for Scenario 3 are illustrative. You know, these applicants should not expect to have an automatic extension until December of 2014 or March of 2015 to execute the registry agreement. What you should expect to see is ICANN granting incremental extensions of 30 or 60 days in order for you to complete the tasks that you need to complete to sign the registry agreement. And the last point that I want to make is that ICANN will carefully assess each extension request before granting it. And if there is reason for us to believe that the applicant is gaming the process, ICANN reserves the right to not grant an extension, and the applicant must execute the registry agreement by the previously communicated deadline. You know, an example of someone trying to game the process would be maybe if the applicant has been granted an extension for a change request, and once that change request completes processing, the applicant then submits another extension request to submit a compliant COI. That would be an example of an applicant trying to game the process to gain additional time to sign the registry agreement. What we would expect to see is the applicant working on providing us with the compliant COI while the change request is being processed. So those are the main points that I wanted to highlight, you know, from the information that was posted last week. We're going to take a quick pause and get set up for the Q&A portion of the webinar. All right, so we're going to start the Q&A portion of the webinar, and Tyler here from ICANN staff will be reading the questions that were previously submitted to us, and then once we've answered those questions, we'll move to the phones and then to the Adobe chat room.
For TLDs that have an initial registry agreement execution deadline beyond October 29th, 2014, how many days prior to that deadline will these applicants be required to submit an extension request?
Thanks, Tyler. Would you also please make sure to include the name of the person that submitted the request the next time when reading the question? Thanks. So to answer that question, for those applicants that have a deadline other than October 29, 2014 to execute a registry agreement, the deadline to submit an extension request is 45 days prior to your RA execution deadline date.
Would you provide examples of evidence that would satisfy ICANN that a non.brand applicant is working diligently in good faith towards successfully completing the steps necessary for entry into the registry agreement?
Thanks, Tyler. That question came in from, I believe, Brian Winterfeld. It's hard to come up with specific examples, but one that does come to mind would be an applicant that has submitted a completed CIR to ICANN and has been engaged and provided timely response to our inquiries, and also perhaps may have submitted the complying COI to ICANN at this point based on outreach that we would have done back in October of last year. So somebody that have demonstrated that they are engaged with ICANN, have provided information at our request. So that would be an example.
This next question is also from Brian Winterfell. Will extension requests automatically be granted where the CIR response has already been submitted and the Specification 13 application has already been approved?
I can answer part of the question, and maybe I'll ask Alan to provide some definitions around what would qualify under Spec 13. So essentially the answer is no. In order to qualify for the July 29, 2015 extension, the applicant must have submitted a complete CIR response and a Specification 13 application by September 1st of 2014. And they must also meet some minimum requirements for specification 13 in order to be granted that extension. So Alan, maybe you can provide some clarification on what those minimum requirements would be.
Sure. This is Alan Grogan from ICANN Legal. So I think the question as worded, if specification 13 application has already been approved, then that's one possibility, and obviously in that case the extension request would be granted provided you've met the other requirements. If the specification 13 application has been submitted but not approved, the TLDs, you have to meet certain minimum requirements. So the TLD string must be identical to the textual elements of a registered trademark, and that registered trademark has to be recorded with the TMCH and have a signed mark data file. It must have been issued to the applicant or an affiliate of the applicant prior to the filing of the TLD registry application with ICANN, and it can't begin with a period or dot. The applicant must also have provided ICANN with an accurate and complete copy of its trademark registration.
Thanks, Alan. And also to add to that, the applicant must also have submitted an extension request by the September 24th deadline.
We have another question from Brian Winterfield. How, if at all, will requested amendments to the CIR response, for example, changing a point of contact, impact extension requests and deadlines?
Thanks, Tyler. So changes to a point of contact on the CIR form after it is submitted should not impact RA execution deadlines at all. You know, ICANN can typically make those changes within 48 business hours, so I don't expect that those changes would impact RA execution deadlines.
Question also from Brian Winterfeld. How will ICANN conduct registry agreement negotiations with individual applicants, for example, solely over email or via conference calls and in-person discussions, possibly during ICANN public meetings?
So this is Alan again. So basically the conduct of negotiations just depends on the nature and scope of the requested changes. We negotiate these agreements in a manner similar to the way you'd see other commercial agreements being negotiated. So as appropriate, it may include any or all of those things. It might include email exchanges, conference calls, in-person discussions, at ICANN meetings if that's appropriate and convenient, whatever seems to be the most efficient and effective way to get things done.
Another question from Brian Winterfeld. In the event that an applicant fails to meet an interim milestone deadline or cannot come to agreement with ICANN regarding the terms of the registry agreement, will deferrals to the second new GTLD application round be possible?
Thanks, Tyler. So as we previously communicated, in the event that a deadline is missed, the application status will be changed to will not proceed, and the applicant may lose eligibility to execute a registry agreement with ICANN. Currently, there's no mechanism in place to quote-unquote defer an application to the next round. Obviously, applicants are free to apply the next round if the string is not already delegated, but there's no mechanisms really to defer an application.
Next question is from Ashley Roberts. If an applicant has submitted their CIR and is effectively ready to sign the registry agreement, but is having to deal with a COI outreach notice received within the last few weeks, will any allowance be granted by ICANN if the resolution of the COI issue takes them slightly beyond the 29 October deadline?
Thank you. Applicants that require additional time to submit a compliant COI may request for an extension. If requested, the applicant will be given until October 31st of 2014 to submit a compliant COI. Now, recall that ICANN initially did outreach to all applicants with outstanding issues on the COI last October. So we believe that the 11 months of notice is sufficient time for applicants to work on submitting a compliant COI. And even if applicants did not start working on a compliant COI until the recent outreach, you would still have 6 weeks between now and October 31st to submit a compliant COI. So we believe that that is sufficient time.
Okay, the next question is from Alan Tan. Aside from .brand TLD, what kind of applicants are eligible for the extension, and how the extension be implemented, automatic or upon request?
Thanks, Alan. Only brands or those that qualify as a .brand TOD would essentially qualify for a July 29, 2015 extension to execute the registry agreement. However, other applicants may request an extension and may qualify for an extension not until July of next year to execute a registry agreement, but for some extension. Yeah, and that's essentially what you're talking about is scenario three that we referenced earlier, where we would provide incremental extensions for you to complete certain activities that are required before signing a registry agreement.
At this time, we have no other questions. We'd like to urge you to bring up any questions you might have. We have this hour available to you, about 30 minutes left, so plenty of time. So please go ahead and send us your questions. Give us a call.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your touch-tone phone. Please record your name clearly after the prompt. It is required to introduce your question. And to withdraw your request, please press star 2. One moment as we wait for the first question.
We do have another question from Phil Karnofsky. Apart from general responsiveness to ICANN requests, would you provide additional concrete examples of evidence that would satisfy ICANN that a non-.brand applicant is working diligently and in good faith towards successfully completing the steps necessary for entry into the registry agreement?
Thank you for the question. Like I mentioned, I think things that would indicate to us that an applicant is engaged and is working in good faith towards signing the registry agreement would be obviously responding to the CIR, submitting a compliant COI, or if you've sent us negotiation terms for the registry agreement. You know, some activities that shows us that you actually engaged in the process and have the intention of signing a registry agreement.
Hello, everyone. We'd like to put out one last call for questions. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and close the webinar early. So please send us your questions or give us a call.
We have a question from DR. If applicant is granted an extension for the July 2015 deadline, will the COI compliance still be required by October 31st? What if the applicant cannot meet the deadline if they intend to execute a contract later?
So the answer is yes. If you qualify for the July 29, 2015 extension, the deadline to submit a compliant COI is October 31st. That's an interim deadline, and as I mentioned previously, interim deadlines must be met, or you risk losing eligibility to sign the registry agreement with ICANN. So since there are no more questions in the chat room or the phone lines, we're going to go ahead and close this webinar. Thank you very much.
That concludes today's conference. Thanks for participating. You may now disconnect.